Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Head Girls Wrestling Coach, Chad Jarvis.
Chad, the season's wrapped up now, and as you take a look back, just kind of your thoughts on this year's team.
I was excited about this team this year at the beginning of the year. I was excited at the end. We finished the season with an 11-6 dual record, and we had five or six girls place in the top four in our district, so... all in all, I think we had a successful season. Obviously, there's some ups and there's some downs to each one of those scenarios. But overall, our girls did well. We competed well, did well in dual meets. And just as a team, we grew a lot. I think the future is bright because we got some younger people coming up and just getting more girls out this year. That's the thing that excites me the most about this year is just getting more girls to come out. In order to really compete with some of those top teams, you're going to need to have 40 or 50 girls out. And, yeah. You know, each year we've grown a little bit. I think my first year here we had like 8 girls out, and then we went to like 16, and this year I think we started with 24 and we ended with 18. So just growing, and obviously each and every year there's wrestling's a real tough sport, so there's always a few kids who drop off just because it's tough. I mean, so if we get 30 to 35 out next year, we'll end up in the year with 25. That'd be a good number, and just kind of keep growing that gradually, and that'll be the key to success, is getting, you know, 40 to 50 girls in that room.
How have you been able to get the numbers up? What's been the key to that?
Mostly it's just through, you know, obviously if I know somebody, I'll talk to them, I'll reach out to kids, but a lot of it is just inspiring the girls to get their friends to come out and make it more of a culture where it's an inviting in instead of, you know, an exclusionary culture where, I don't know, just the environment of the team. You want to be inclusive, you want kids to want to do it, you want to let them know it's fun. There is some hard work and dedication in it, but also ultimately when you finish it, you'll be happy with what you did.
Now, I think you're losing about 5 seniors?
Yeah, I think we're losing not 5 seniors, but I think we're probably going to grab 8 to 10 new freshmen next year. And then obviously with girls coming out and having success and having fun, that'll be good for helping some of those other girls, getting some of their friends to join. And it takes a couple of years for them to usually compete to some degree. Yeah. So I just think our records of our girls have been out for years have just kept getting better and better and better. So that lets me know we're doing some things that are helping them get there.
It's kind of rare to just have someone come, you know, just kind of show up and do real well right away.
Well, like this year we had Johanna, and she did, in my opinion, for her first year. I think she ended this season like 17-10 or I don't know, something like that. And that's like pretty exceptional. Most girls aren't going to come in and be able to do that for the first year out. I mean, that's, yeah, she, you know, was real close depending on districts and stuff too. We had a super, super tough district this year.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. You had pretty good competition throughout the whole year.
Yeah, yeah, we did. We wrestled good competition all year. We had a tough district, which is why we need to, you know, wrestle tough teams, because you don't know who you're going to be put with each and every year. That changes. And so it's just a little difficult. I thought just for like calibers of teams, we just had one of the toughest districts. Those around, there was no bad teams at districts. They're all good teams. So,
yeah. We're talking with Newton Girls Head Wrestling Coach Chad Jarvis.
Some of the seniors, Kylie Adams, Stella Couples, real good years for them.
Correct. Yeah. Kylie Ashley did real awesome. Beat several ranked opponents. So did Ashlyn Van Manen. Who else did you say?
Stella Couples,
yeah. She'll be a big loss. I think she has the most wins, most pins, like record for the school. So I think she has like 87 total wins, and I think it's 75 pins. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yes, that's pretty good. Yeah, definitely. Ella Machen was a senior this year. Alexis Gephardt.
Yeah. Ella Machen. And then we had a couple others that were seniors that didn't wrestle all year. They were injured from previous things before wrestling to get a shot to wrestle. Yeah. So
as far as next year is concerned, anything that you know right now you might want to do different, or not really haven't thought that far so far?
I think just making a push to do a little more summer wrestling and a little more open mats, and just have those girls be consistent and reaching out and finding those opportunities and doing some of those things. I send them stuff, but just being a little more vocal with letting them know. Yeah. And the thing is with that, you got to get a group of girls. So it's fun.
Yeah.
And then you got to get some parents involved, and then the transportation's there. So, so that's just really it, is just, you know, getting that cohesion of getting those girls ready and getting getting wrestling in the summer, you know, in the off season. I mean, it's a thing that all those hours they make up and they wrestle, even if it's just going there and rolling around and having fun, all those times they do that, that's mat time, and that's just understanding your body better and what positions you need to be in and why it's good and why it's not good. So just getting more time on the mat will be important for any girl who wants to get better. That would be my number one suggestion, is go out for a sport.
Yeah.
Always stay active in a sport or activity or physical activity, just because in general, I think if you're not doing something, if you're not competing, you kind of lose that edge. And then my suggestion is year-round sports, and do a little mat stuff on, you know, 1 or 2 days a week, go wrestle for an hour or two. And I think if the girls did that, they would come in good shape and they'd have that extra wrestling in.
Yeah. I mean, the competition in all sports has just really kind of really upped itself here in the last several years.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to be dedicated and, you know.
Yeah. And I just think doing something all the time is just important for just staying in shape. I think there wasn't a lot of, you know, 3 and 4 sport athletes, but nowadays it seems like there's a lot more of that.
And you're getting ready to transition to track now, right?
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
It'll be an exciting year for track. I'm super excited. We got a bunch of kids that are returning that could have a real, real fun season.
Okay. Well, look forward to talking to you about that. We appreciate you talking to us weekly and all the time that you have this season, talking about the girls wrestling team, and look forward to seeing what they can do next year.
Yeah, I'm excited for obviously this year's over, and I was excited for this year, but I'm also excited for next year because we do got a lot of growth. I think this next year could be a great year for us to kind of gain more confidence as a team. I think just getting some more girls in there, and this is be my fourth year, so just kind of getting my feet wet and just understanding what we need better and just growing. I think each year we've got better and better and better. We've got more girls out. Like, I keep track of, like, obviously we keep track of records and everything. And then just each and every year I have a red, yellow, green color coordinating that I coordinate. And then just kind of like saying, like, it's not like I don't care who's below 500 or above 500 or whatever. That's not my deal. But just like that number of green girls that are above 500 just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Obviously with numbers, that's going to happen too. But the more good girls you get in your room, the better practices are going to be, and the more, you know, real feels they're going to get, you know, from practice.
Yeah. That's why it's so important about those teammates that don't maybe see the mat or the court as much as the others, but they're still very important because they're the ones that help push the other ones. And
Just getting more girls out and more girls that have a decent understanding about wrestling will just make us better, and it seems like we're getting there, so.
Good deal.
That'll be exciting.
Look forward to it. Thanks again for joining us this season.
Thank you.
Chad Jarvis joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.